Good afternoon. This is Katie McGovern, and I'd like to introduce you to the first Phenomenology Lab. Each week, along with lecture and the readings, you'll be offered an opportunity to explore your own consciousness or your own phenomenology through one of various exercises. For this week, there are two exercises we'd like you to work on. The first is a meditation exercise, and the second involves beginning a consciousness diary, which we will ask you to use as a means of gathering some first-person data. And we've already been talking about first-person data. We assume that many people in this course have had experience with meditation in one form or another. For the moment, for this exercise, we'd like to ask you to adopt the mind of a beginner and to allow yourself to experience these exercises without judgment or criticism, and see what you can observe. Exercise 1, Meditation and a Stream of Consciousness. Meditation 1. Please try the exercise first, and then read what comes after it. I'll give you instructions, and I will tell you to continue with the exercise and then turn off your MP3 player while you continue the meditation. Okay, to do the first meditation, seat yourself in a comfortable upright posture. Usually, meditation instructors say to sit in a straight chair with your feet comfortably on the floor. Close your eyes and take a deep cleansing breath and let it go. Relax and settle into your body. Allow your awareness to gather within your body. When you're settled, gently locate the place in your body where the breath comes and goes. It may be in your nose, it may be in your throat, it may be easiest for you to see in your abdomen. But wherever you see the breath coming and going, focus there. Do not change the pace of your breathing, simply breathe naturally. While you are following the breath, when you see that your mind has wandered, simply note that it has wandered and return gently, without criticism or self-judgment, to your breath. Continue in this way, following the breath, returning to the breath for 5 minutes. And you can turn off your audio now and start again at this point when you are through meditating. Debriefing. Now that you have meditated for a 5-minute period and followed your breath, you've learned something about your own consciousness. Think about your experience and perhaps write about it. What happened? What was your experience? Without judging yourself, simply honestly describe what happened during the meditation. Were you able to focus on the breath the whole time? And if not, what happened to your awareness? What did you notice? Where did your mind go? What entered your stream of consciousness? After you've written about exercise 1, then try the second experiential exploration for this week. So, meditation 2. In meditation 2, you will proceed with the following the breath meditation just as you did before, seating yourself comfortably with the feet on the floor, Closing your eyes, taking a deep cleansing breath and relaxing into your body. When your mind wanders or distractions enter your awareness, gently and with compassion for yourself, return to your breath. This time, as you meditate, and become aware of the breath, aware of your stream of consciousness. See whether you can notice any separation between awareness and the contents of awareness. Try to avoid talking to yourself, but simply observe awareness and the contents of awareness. And continue in this way for 5 minutes. After you've completed meditation 2, again, ponder some questions, perhaps do some writing, and see if you can describe what happened this time. Were you distracted? And if so, by what? How would you categorize the distractions? What kinds of things distracted you? And finally, were you able to notice the separation between awareness and the contents of awareness? And what was that like? There is a usual experience for beginning meditators. When we first meditate, and for a long time thereafter, most of us find that our everyday consciousness does not like to be kept focused on a single thing. Our awareness seems to be alternation of flights and perchings, to quote William James' words. So we find that our awareness drifts away from the breath to our bodies, itches and tickles, and then to the room that we are in, and very soon, beyond the room, to worries, things that we need to do. And mentally, we are no longer present. We've left the room. Despite our best efforts to focus on the breath, our awareness soon strays. Maintaining a mindful focus of awareness does not seem to. Thanks. Bye.